and welcome to the T3 podcast. It's freezing out there, but it's oh so warm in here.
It's not.
It is. Coming up on this week's Thermonuclear Show, Facebook files for an IPO, Sony loses a CEO, and oh, you cry, what does it all mean? We're here to explain. Windows Phone 8 leaks online to give some a sneaky peek. Twitter gets accused of censorship, and we'll be looking at the very first T3 magazine as T3 hits 200 issues, all that and more with my co-host, the lovely Ree Morgan, and the man who has many issues. It's T3's Mr. Duncan Bell. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
It's freezing.
It's cold.
Are you cold?
Chilly.
You see,
you've got like about 10 outside. Layers on.
Well, there's no such thing as bad weather, just poor clothing choices, you see. So I'm, you know, I'm layered up. I've got a coat over there if it gets worse.
I have got a coat, but we're in the office, so...
You know how cold it was in Ukraine yesterday?
Minus 100.
No, that would be ridiculous. Minus 33 degrees Celsius.
That's still pretty parky.
That's quite chilly. Cold.
That's just like saying there's no such thing as getting shot. It's just forgetting to wear a bulletproof vest.
Exactly.
Wow. Every day's a school
that's
day.
That's my mantra.
That's why I always wear a bulletproof vest.
Yes.
As I tap my Kevlar.
I've never heard it called that before.
Hey, so another week and a chilly one at that. What's been rattling your bones this week?
Well, I've actually moved house this week.
Oh, successfully, finally.
Yeah, semi-successfully.
Isn't this the most drawn-out house move ever?
Pretty much. And I'm still living out of boxes and I can't find my cutlery.
Oh, don't worry. That'll last for about another 6 to 9 months if my house move has anything to go by.
I know. I've moved moved to South London and I've immediately turned into a South London person. And
oh, no.
I sort of never leave the house and all I do is eat takeaways. And I've bought a pit bull. But, so I had to set up all my new... I've got my sort of dream home media system, you see, as I've moved to a new house. And what a world of pain that is.
What are you using?
Absolute bloody nightmare. I'm just trying to use like a NAS, because NASes are very big in 2012, as you remember.
LG firm.
And Apple TV, and it's just... I mean, Apple are just... like, Apple TV doesn't work with NASes, if that is the plural of NAS. Nazis. So, and I only found that out after I like got in a load of Nazis.
Can't use it with Time Machine or something.
Yeah, but then that means I have to get in a time capsule, and Apple always asks for things back.
Oh.
This is how journalism works.
I see.
I've very graciously agreed to do a Naz group test, basically. So but yeah, I should have done my research, because then it turns out it doesn't work with Apple TV, so you have to turn on your computer. And then I thought about it, and the one and only reason for having a Naz was to save me the inconvenience of having
turn
on my computer, which isn't actually all that inconvenient now I'm thinking about it.
Mm.
But I did learn one quite good thing,
yeah,
which is it's not often that I big up BT, or big up anything indeed, but I got BT broadband. And this is the first time, I swear to God, the first time this has ever happened, I just pressed, turned it on, right, and it worked.
Amazing.
That's never happened to me with a router.
Amazing. Is it,
or in fact, anything.
Are you cable or...
Nah, it's just rubbish old ADSL. It's not even all that fast, which considering I live in a fantastically high-end, luxurious new build apartment in London's fashionable Elephant and Castle.
Up and coming.
Or Kennington, as I'm now calling it. I was a bit... I thought I'd have Infinity, or whatever it's called.
Yeah, Infinity.
Yeah.
So my advice, if you're thinking of doing like a multi-room streaming thing, I'm trying to get Sonos to work with NAS, don't even...
What? That's a piece of...
You have to do that thing, you have to type in where it is. You can't browse for it. You have to go... I had to use a key on my character I've never used before. It was like a slash, but the wrong way round. Like a reverse slash.
Yeah.
So you have to go //... Name of disk / name of folder.
I remember now, that was a bit tricky.
And then I had it within another folder within a folder, and it's like, no, you can't do that. It just has to be name of disk and then folder. Yeah. And I'm going, but it's not, it's in a different folder. And it wasn't like me talking to the computer, just didn't work for some reason. So I'd just use wires would be my advice, or carry around a small portable radio.
Yes, yes.
Like the young people do.
Or perhaps one of those portable record players you can take on picnics and a selection of discs.
Yeah,
One of those. Wheel around a kind of wind-up gramophone on a
trolley. Or just a monkey, just a singing and dancing monkey.
Just to keep you entertained.
Yeah,
that'd be good.
Excellent. Well, there we are. That's your tech... Taekwondo sold. On to our top story, and a listener writes...
So, Facebook are reported to be filing for IPO Wednesday. I know this may seem very noob, but what exactly does this mean and how would it affect us users? I may be 21, but business stuff confuses the hell out of me, and I did business studies too. That doesn't mean anything, business studies.
Well, Adam, Stuart McIntyre has replied...
I like the fact he says, I may be 21, but I don't know everything about everything. That's like...
Finally, youth understands.
Anyway, yes, sorry, Stuart McIntyre replies, IPO stands for Initial Public Offering and means it is the first time a company has listed itself on a stock exchange and allowed the public to buy its shares. It will do this for a few reasons, raise funds to expand, or if you are more cynical, let the current owners get some cash out. I don't think Zuckerberg...
he's not that hard up.
Unlike to have much effect to start off with, but shareholders like getting a return on their investments. No, really. Thank you.
Apparently.
So companies need to get more commercial.
Well, there we are. We've dealt with that.
There you go. Next.
And now the news.
So what do we make of it? Are you rushing out to buy Facebook shares? Not that you can get them just yet, but...
Well, it's dangerous, no, isn't it?
So isn't it going to be... Aren't the shares going to be ridiculously expensive and they're going to be bought by...
Wealthy people. Well, of course, you can buy one share for not a lot, obviously. Although not in Apple, actually. They're about $400 each, aren't they? Or something absurd.
But chicken feed.
You know, you can invest as much as you like. So if you've got 100 quid, knock it about.
Yeah, but the secret is, I suppose there's two ways of doing this, which is either get in absolutely early, but that's quite difficult if you're just a person as opposed to a proper day trader or indeed a them people who buy shares and stuff in the city. I was trying to pretend like I knew what I was talking about there. Because the share price, as soon as it launches, the share price will go up very fast.
Yeah.
And but then,
or not.
More often than not, we'll then spend the rest of the day tracking back down again.
Yeah, well, Groupon, if that seems to go by, which, I mean, comparing Groupon to Facebook is a bit of a stretch. But still, when that launched, launch price... Share price immediately went down, and it took 3 months to climb back up to where it was when it launched. But now it is now it is above.
Yeah, when I say by early, I do mean literally at launch.
I see.
Yeah.
Subscribe initially,
but I think actually with Facebook, I think there'll be such a demand. In point of fact, the price will actually go up.
It's going to be interesting
initially, but I can see it coming back down again. Like possibly on launch day, but probably quite soon afterwards.
What's remarkable is they're only offering 5% of the company. So $5 billion, which is £3.16 billion.
How many shares?
Is what will buy you 5% of the company. That's all they're offering.
That's all the shares they're offering.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
So
yeah, but how many shares are there?
Well, I don't know. There'll be thousands, won't there? But that are millions probably. But that values the company at $100 billion. In 8 years, it's gone from zero to $100 billion.
Yeah. Well, it's like selling anything, isn't it? You ask what you think you can get away with asking, and the market then decides whether or not you're talking out your ass or not.
845 million users, 443 million are daily users. Are you one of them? No, you're not actually, are you?
A lot of people have actually signed up. I know at least five people.
Really?
Make a difference if you've gone off Facebook.
I think it's, I think it'll sell out, no problem at all. I think it is a good investment long term. It's just if people are thinking they're going to get a return like within a week.
But I don't think we'll be able to invest. I don't think... I think... Companies will take a massive load of shares.
Oh, yeah, huge amounts of shares and so forth.
So but I don't think you'll be able to get...
You'll be able to get in there. But if you...
But it does feel kind of overvalued, so it feels like there will be a correction. Because at the end of the day, Facebook doesn't make anything and it doesn't really...
Absolutely.
You know.
Well, last year it made $1 billion profit, which is, you know, a lot of money. But in corporate speak, that's not massive. It's 65% more than it was the year before. So, okay, there's a trajectory there. But how... long and how fast will that trajectory continue to rise? You know, that's the question. Because if you look at just, this is a really crude kind of way of looking at it, but for instance, Google, or Yahoo rather, which made similar levels of profits last year, 0.85 billion, so just under what Facebook made, that's worth 19 billion. So it's worth a fifth of what Facebook is going to launch at, even though it made pretty similar profits last year. But you know, I guess you've got to think with Yahoo. Well,
then that's a company
Yahoo is
decline.
Kind of on the decline. Mm. Facebook on the up.
But then
you know,
the other thing is, it is more of an art than a science, isn't it? Because a lot of share prices, they are based on hype as much as anything else.
Yeah.
I mean, Apple, by any, you know, it's worth what it's worth because people are willing to pay that much. But by any reasonable kind of way of looking at it, there's no way Apple is worth what, if you multiply the number of shares in Apple there are by the price of the share price, you get this kind of preposterous figure that is. But it's also, you know,
and the share price is kind of based on what people think the company's worth now and in the future. It's potential, where it's going to go. I mean, so Apple, for instance, profit of $33 billion last year, which is 33 times what Facebook made.
Yeah.
But it's worth only 4.5 times what Facebook is now apparently worth, $442 billion.
Yeah, but that's because we've kind of established, I suppose, at least to some extent, the potential for Apple, whereas the market hasn't established that with Facebook by definition, because so people just kind of cast figures around. And I don't know, it seems to be like, if you say the number, it becomes true.
It becomes true,
Who says that number?
So essentially what people are saying is that, you know, Facebook is going to go from a billion this year to, you know...
It could, I suppose what they're saying
something
is...
Something in the region of 10 billion... In years to come.
Or looked at another way, in 20 years' time, it could own all the money in the world. I think that's the way that people will be looking at it.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Whether that's a realistic view, I don't know. But
Mark Zuckerberg.
Remember Bebo?
Do you know...
for instance, or, you know, I mean...
MySpace.
There's nothing to say that, that Facebook will forever...
Yeah, there's no reason why it couldn't be another MySpace. I mean, that's where your risk comes
in. There must be an end.
Mark Zuckerberg owns 28.4% of Facebook, so that would make his shares worth $28.4 billion, which is, you know, it's all right.
And they've made...
It's nice for him.
People at the beginning, they've made loads of their staff millionaires. Not loads, a few.
People who were in early had shares. Obviously, you know, they're going to be instant millionaires straight away. And Liam was saying, our producer, that it was a guy who painted graffiti on the walls at the Facebook office. Like, he came in, you know, he was brought in, spent a week painting graffiti, and he was paid rather than in cash in shares.
Yeah.
Hmm. And he's now worth millions.
He's made more money than Damien Hirst made on his... selling his art.
That's a great story. When did that... The interesting bit with that story and the bit that I don't know is how long ago did he do that?
When they first moved into California, their office.
Yeah. So that guy was taking kind of a gamble in a way. Paid off.
You know, these bohemian artists. He's happy to get paid at all, isn't he? So, you know, probably got room and board for a week and here's some shares. Stick them in your back pocket.
Yeah, he was probably happy just to have a roof every day for a week. Just hanging around with some paint.
Zuckerberg's written a letter. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
It's quite sinister. It's like, people of the earth,
we have come to change you. So here we go. People of the earth. Facebook was not originally created to be a company. It was built to accomplish a social mission, to make the world more open and connected. We think it's important that everyone who invests in Facebook understands what this mission means to us, how we make decisions, and why we do the things we do.
Is there going to be a vetting process?
I think what he means is, look, you know, this is not going to be... a standard corporate company. We're going to do things because we want to do them, not because good for the share price. I'm guessing is what he means.
But that's also another part of the whole hocus pocus of like talking up the company. Because basically what he's saying, well, it seems to me, in not so many words, is like, it may appear that we don't really make anything in our business model. It's not quite clear what it is. But that's because we're not a business.
Yeah. We're different.
We're like I really like what Rory Kethley-Jones, who's the BBC's technology correspondent, said about this. And it's because it kind of sounds sinister, but actually it's quite an interesting point. He said, with Facebook, you are not the customer, you are the product. And it's quite true. Because you're not paying anything to use Facebook, but actually you're giving them
what makes them good.
Yeah.
That is quite sinister, isn't it?
It's very sinister.
Right, that's it. I'm off. I'm off Facebook. So
we're going to go and hide under a
rock. I'm not going to make Mark Zuckerberg money. Damn him.
You won't sell me, Zuckerberg.
I'm not on Facebook, actually.
Yeah, there you are.
You know.
I'm not doing it deliberately so as to not make Mark Zuckerberg money.
Stick it to the man.
At least, I am inadvertently sticking it to the man.
excellent. Well, plenty more where that came from. So let me say, here is the news. White, the ACC sensation is going all white with a new model packing Android ice cream sandwich. It's the first handset unveiled by HTC since it announced that 2012 would see it release fewer handsets to curb consumer confusion. The ice white HTC sensation will be out on the 1st of March.
Pocket Now has landed a giant scoop with a Windows Phone 8 rundown video meant only for Nokia execs. It points to the new OS bringing built-in Skype, NFC tech, Windows 8 app, apps, as well as support for quad-core processors, microSD, and better data management. According to the folks at Pocket Now, it's almost identical to Windows 8.
Twitter has been accused of censoring information after it said it will reactively remove tweets from users' timelines in certain countries. In a blog post, it says it will withhold specific content only when required to do so in response to what we believe to be a valid and applicable legal request. Users reacted angrily with a one-day Twitter strike last week.
Sony's reported losses of $2.9 billion in a year that saw it badly hit by the Thai floods. It means Scott's CEO, Sir Howard Stringer, will step down to become chairman, and Kazuo Hirai, the man who pulled Sony's video game sector back from the brink, will take its place. His place.
Scott's out, Japs in. It's on fire! Unofficial figures suggest Amazon shipped an impressive 6 million Kindle Fires in the run-up to Christmas. Figures compiled by investment bank Stifel Nicolaus indicate that in its opening 6 weeks, the Kindle Fire sold almost double the 3.2 million iPads that Apple managed to sell over the same time period when its first-gen tablet launched.
Fighting talk. And finally, Microsoft has responded to highly spurious reports by officially announcing that it will not release the heavily rumoured Xbox 720 later this year. Battling off comments of an imminent next-gen console, Microsoft's French marketing director, Cedric Delmar, has openly declared it will launch nothing new in 2012. Nothing. Zero.
Did he pull that face while saying?
Rien. He said rien.
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 We will not be launching.
Non.
Mais non.
No, Xbox.
Do you remember the Twitter strike?
Pour le Microsoft, c'est non.
Non.
Rien. Cette année.
No. Do you remember the Twitter strike of 2012?
The great Twitter strike of 2012.
It was terrible, wasn't it?
It was, it was such a huge impact that I didn't actually notice.
Setting father against son, forever. Brother against brother. I went on and accidentally tweeted, and I got a million tweets back saying scab.
Oh, well, my God.
I have no idea if I tweeted that day.
I have no idea.
I didn't know
either.
What was going on.
You did an accidental Twitter strike.
It was possibly. It was the 28th of January, I think. Mm. There we are. Right, time to see what you've been tweeting.
On now to tweets.
At T3DOTCOM and posting on the official T3 podcast Facebook group. Dunk, what have you got there?
Hello, you creatives. Yes. That's not me greeting you. That's the name of the tweetee.
Facebooky.
Says, one of the perks of my job is getting to play with new tech before it's released.
Huh.
Yeah. Things that maybe even folk at T3 don't know about.
I doubt that. Very much.
I'm all NDA'd up.
Yeah. Non-disclosure agreement.
Yeah, using jargon there. Very good. Very good. But I can say the Olympics will be bringing some interesting new phones.
Ooh, mysterious mystery from Hello UK.
Mysterious phone.
I want to get close to you.
During the Olympics.
2012. Anyway.
Wonder what it can be.
Yeah, excellent. That's just bragging, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know something you don't know.
A tease.
Oh, I know all about that as well, but I also can't talk about it.
Yeah, we're all NDA'd, actually.
Did you see this week's OK magazine? They had Peter Andre on the cover of that. He was talking about Jordan, like not taking back Jordan, or like that woman can rot in hell. But
the last I looked at when I glanced at one of these magazines,
yeah,
they were all friendly.
Me and Jordan are back together. We're talking again, kind of thing. God's sake. But it was pretty, because like they'd taken pictures. They're obviously meant to be him like during the interview, but quite clearly were not. So, but in all of them, he's pulling like faces, like kind of like no, I will not take back this woman. But his like acting isn't his strong suit, and also he's so photoshopped up. It just looks bizarre.
He has got a plastic face.
He looks quite weird anyway. And then like OK magazine sort of, you know, obviously work quite hard on their photography.
Anyway, Doug, you got another one?
I'm sorry. Anyway, I digress.
Yes.
Simon White. Disappointed by the lack of rim-related jokes in this week's podcast, even after I provided you with a few.
I did
it. Oh, we're crowdsourcing our lavatorial humour now. Aren't we? Bring back Duncan.
All the best
you
comedians.
You were there last week.
I'm off for 1 week
jokes.
And it's like, that's me gone forever.
Dearth of rim jokes.
Yeah, that was it.
Oh,
can you give us any this week? Yeah, any
No, I'm not doing. I'm not doing that. That sort of thing anymore. Filth. It's childish.
Yeah, you're not a performing
Sorry, my
monkey.
Phone's going.
Reap.
Well, I've got a NAS drive, so I don't need a performing monkey. If we to really refer you back to the beginning of the podcast, in case anybody didn't understand what I was talking about, there, we mentioned this earlier in this podcast. Rewind it. It was a good joke.
Yeah, do it. Right, I've got one from Pete Gilbert, 2001. Great podcast. Hope Duncan gets better. Can we get Ree some colouring crayons to help her recognise colours? Cyan is not pink. It's blue.
Yes, it is.
Magenta's sort of pinkish.
I know that. I actually did a geography degree, so I should be au fait with colouring pencils. That's what the joke is.
Oh, right,
is.
Yeah. Well,
what's the link?
You've got to colour in maps with lots of pencils.
I think that's,
I'm not sure that's degree level.
That's usually the joke when you say you've done a geography degree. It's colouring in. Wasn't colouring in.
What do you say to somebody who's got a degree in geography?
Don't know.
I'll have fries with that, please. I've got it completely wrong. Who's got a job? What do you say to somebody with a degree in geography who's got a job?
Right, yeah.
I'll have fries with that, please.
That's
dear.
Yeah, I think you
can. We do that again?
Clearly.
Can we go again on that one? Balls up.
No.
He's not even listening.
He switched off after he said you can.
He's shaking his head. What else?
I've got Heliquin 67, also known as Dale Williams.
Heliquin? That's sinister. Heliquin.
Yeah, it is Heliquin.
Well, it could be French. It could be Helquan.
Anyway, his real name is Dale Williams. Is in a relaxed mood. Time to chill, listen to the T3 podcast, he tweets. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Just chilling out.
It finishes with tones. Finishes with that noise.
That noise
when you finally lie back in the bath.
Is that the noise you make lying back in the bath?
I usually have mine too hot.
Sitting on the toilet. You're thinking of successful splashdown.
Right.
There's the poo joke.
Yeah. Slighty M.
I was talking about the bath.
Oh, right.
What were you referring to?
Michael J. Slight. I've been approved by Dan. Looking forward to my mention on the podcast. That's not going to happen.
What does that mean? You've been approved. You've approved him.
You have to say.
We have to approve everyone for the Facebook group. We haven't as yet actually not approved anyone. It's not that exclusive.
On what grounds would we not approve?
I don't know. Maybe, Satan Spawn wants to join. Maybe you'd think,
that'd be all right.
Maybe not.
Could be interesting.
Or if their thing saying, can I join? It's like, I am a Russian woman. I very obedient. Good in the sack.
Yeah,
I'm a good wife for a Western man.
Excellent.
Although, where would you turn down something like that as well? There's almost no...
I don't know. It just makes it,
Hello, I work at Stuff. That would be great.
Yeah, there we are.
Something like that.
Stephen Clegg, all thanks to the fantastic podcast. People are getting the idea now. It's like, praise us, we read you out. T3 now has one more iPad edition subscriber, slowly working my way through the podcast archive. Good stuff, guys. Harold Voice
People
of,
do that a lot.
Yeah, Harold Voice of asks,
I like this program so much, I'm going to go all the way back to the first one and listen to every single podcast.
Harold Voice of asks, are you going to listen to the whole archive? To which Stephen replies, I'm going to give it a try. Made my way back to last January/February. So far, everyone's excited about the iPad 2.
That's so weird.
That would be great.
If you'd
kind of been in a coma or something for a long time, we could help, bring you back.
Oh, that's so true.
Yeah, that would put me back into a coma.
Now, a few things have changed, but I'm going to give you every single episode of the T3 podcast. Yeah. This should fill you in.
But the thing is, if he's working backwards, that's even stranger, isn't
no,
it?
No, I think he's gone back to January and now he's working forward from that point.
Okay. Because that would be a bit like Benjamin Button, that film where he lives his life backwards.
There
he
is.
Is that what happens in that film? I've not seen it.
He just gets... He gets
younger as opposed to...
He gets younger.
As you're living your life
smaller.
Backwards.
No, but he's a really old, little old man, isn't he?
It's a bit freaky.
No, at the beginning. No, presumably he's a baby at the end of his life's going backwards. No.
Has anyone actually seen this film?
No.
Somebody write in and let me know what the hell this film's about.
Right, what do we got for
at one point he is Brad Pitt.
Are you ready? What have we got for our Gadget of the Week?
Right, this week I have got a prototype. Which is the Nissan Juke self-healing iPhone case.
Nissan as in made by Nissan.
Made by Nissan. So basically what they've done
Nissan.
Is the Nissan, the car company, they've taken...
Not the people who make the huts.
The paint.
Nissan. If you're from the war.
No. I don't know what that means. I'm too young.
I wasn't in the Second World War. I just know things.
I know what it means, but yes. Right, go on.
They're taking the paint from their Nissan Juke car. So apparently the tech on their car to make this iPhone. And it's apparently self-heals itself.
Right, is that... It's got scratches on.
Yeah, because basically we put it to the test. We made five scratches using... We used a 20p coin, a zip, a ring, a key, and then a standing knife, which the standing knife was a stretch.
Yeah, that's a bit hard.
No, I quite often put my standing knife in my pocket with my phone, and it does wreak havoc.
Right, and what's happened?
And none of them have healed.
Let's have a look at this.
So
another partial success, then.
So what?
I mean, apparently it's meant to, but they did say it's a prototype and it's meant to take an hour and a half, or it can take up to a week.
Right, when they say
I did the scratches I'm 2 days ago. Right,
I'm looking at my phone and it doesn't have any scratches like that. It has big like dinks in it when I've dropped it. And that's, I suppose that'd be more realistic. Maybe you should stick an iPhone in it and drop it on some pavements and see what happens.
Why?
Then.
But surely, like, if you scratch your car, you're not going to dink your car, are you?
Yeah, but I mean, you'd,
so if it's the same tech, then it'll be scratches.
See, I reckon a scratch is quite a difficult one to heal, but maybe like pavement dinks. Try that. Do another test.
Okay.
Do it.
No, but you see, the thing is, Dan, what you're doing there is you're coming up with a completely different type of product.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're saying this thing resists scratches,
scratch.
It's no use you saying.
Do they say scratches?
Well, I wouldn't expect it to resist scratches.
Or do they say like every day?
They say every day. Scratches, they say.
Mm. It's very ugly. Why has it got a Ministry of Sound logo?
I have no
on
idea
it?
Why it's got a Ministry of Sound logo.
It's like a weird sort of stylized sofa.
I think that looks like some sort of DFS kind of logo. I think maybe there's like a Ministry of Sound tie in with the Nissan Juke, I imagine.
But yeah,
I don't even know what that means. Is that some sort of car?
Nissan Juke. It's a crossover.
It's a really
car.
I thought it was the
car
guy who ran Nissan.
It's a really popular car.
It's really ugly, though.
It's not ugly. It's nice. It's kind of.
Have you got one, Dan?
No, I haven't. I wouldn't drive such a thing. I'm all about fuel economy.
But apparently they've only made a few and only seeded them to select journalists. So
they're not going to seed the next one to you, are they? That's
and
you
now
off
you've
the list.
Slated it. I don't understand this thing of like trying to keep all your portable gadgets look pristine anyway.
Exactly.
I quite like a bit of weathering.
Yeah, look at that. You know, that's gnarled.
You can look at that and go, this is a phone of a man who's seen trouble.
This is the phone of a man probably with Parkinson's, actually, who's incapable of holding onto it and drops it on the pavement regularly.
Why are you keeping it pristine is my question. Like, what? At
for
the
who?
End? Like, for who?
That's the thing. And if it's always in a case... Nobody can see that it's pristine.
No,
they're just
exactly.
They might go, well, I assume it's pristine under the case, but I don't know or care.
Or maybe he's hiding something.
Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe there's a huge scratch underneath there.
Like I care.
Yeah, that is,
I would think
that
less
mystifying.
Of him if that phone was marked.
And then the whole thing is, I mean, they don't provide that much protection. And
but the screen doesn't get protected.
But the other
thing
is, if that technology did work, you wouldn't need a case, would you? You'd just build the whole phone out of it.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose that's the long-term goal.
Okay.
But yeah, so there's a video of us testing that.
But we already know the outcome.
Yeah.
You can make people out of it. It'd be great if you're a person, if you had self-healing skin.
Like the Terminator.
Mm.
Actually, no, humans do have self-healing skin.
Come to think of it.
Oh, that's no good. Mm. No, because what you need to do then is like genetically engineer like real living human skin.
Tissue. Well,
which you
can
then make into a case.
They grow.
That's horrible.
Can you imagine how lovely that would be?
It would need some kind of blood supply.
Yeah,
but otherwise, that's perfectly feasible.
Well, it'd be like a battery. You'd have to carry on, rather than carrying around a battery pack, you'd have to carry around like a plasma bag.
So it's like a drip
going into the skin case.
We'd have
You'd never have a scratch on it.
You need a battery of blood with one of those things that you, you know, you I'm going to liver and then you attach the machine. Dialysis, there we are.
That's not for your skin, that's for your internal.
No, yeah, but it's for the blood.
It
cleanses the blood. So you need a dialysis that would also oxygenate
the blood. It pumps stuff into the liver, but it would work with blood.
No, you just...
Let's
patent
this now.
It would just be a one-shot thing.
Before Apple gets in there.
It wouldn't be...
The blood needs to pump around, doesn't it?
No, the blood would just come out and then you'd put in a new bag.
Oh, is it? Well, you keep...
It's too complicated. Disposable... liver and kidney system.
So
that would be ridiculous.
Disposable blood pellets sort of thing.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
I've also got a plea to make for people.
All right. Yeah.
Good hello, you creatives.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Right.
Please. I did make a plea.
Please.
Oh, which is essentially like ReTV.
That's why Ree's making the...
It's
not ReTV, but there's more people than me on there.
ITV.
Subscribe. And also go on and comment on the videos.
ReBC.
And don't take the piss out of your accent because that's what Americans seem to do.
If you feel like you need to take the piss out of my accent, I don't really mind.
I'd have thought that Americans would go for a Welsh accent.
No, see, no Americans. They do to your face.
Oh, but as soon as you turn your back.
On YouTube, oh. It's like, meh, meh, meh.
But the thing with Americans is, like, you talk with a very slight accent, and they literally are like, I can't understand a word this chick's saying,
but it sounds great.
Is she like Mexican?
You know when we do that generic American accent, it must piss off Americans as much as it does when they do a generic British accent.
I'm from London.
Oi, governor.
Yeah. What's a British accent? I ask you. Yeah, yeah.
Mm. My accent.
You know, and then there we go.
Well, that's not British.
Know, doing some kind English. Of yank.
Yeah.
But Americans do talk like that. They do.
I've been there and they do.
I can't understand a word this woman's saying.
On The Simpsons, they do.
This braid is for the boys. It's for the boys, I tell you.
Here.
Oh my God.
Anyway,
from the Goodfellas.
To my end,
advert,
gadget of the week.
All right, yeah. Forgotten we hadn't actually finished that segment. Right, the T3 podcast. Yeah. Blimey, the T3 podcast.
I'm very ill. I'm still ill, actually.
What are we doing in a locked studio with you? The T3 podcast may have hit 200 episodes long ago, but now the magazine has finally caught up to. The 200th issue has just hit the stands. So what can we expect? And more importantly, what's changed in 16 years?
I had a complete brain freeze then. I was like, how have we reached the 200?
How is that possible?
What have we done?
We worked so much harder than people basically, on the magazine.
That's it. Okay, firstly, what's in the 200th episode? Issue.
That was live from the
hospital. Yeah, very good.
The 200th issue.
Yeah.
I forgot to bring one in.
200 gadgets.
The 200 greatest gadgets of all time.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's...
Not the 200 greatest gadgets of T3's lifespan.
Of all time.
Of all time.
Okay.
A lot of them obviously do come from within T3's lifespan.
Got it.
Because you've been around a long time.
So does this... Didn't Stephen Fry do this and he picked something bizarre?
No, it's they're more kind of specific gadgets because what...
It's not like the carriage clock or something.
Did. Was like
lighter.
Categories of gadgets.
He went for the lighter, didn't he? Yeah.
No, Stephen Fry's one was bloody ridiculous because it was like... Yeah. It was basically like the lighter, the bra... The Apple iPhone. then it would be like the ballpoint
the
pen.
The zip.
The space rocket. The Apple iPad. It's like, oh, okay, so it's pretty generic with a few exceptions.
With an Apple sprinkling. Yeah. Okay, right. So it's not like that, but it's similar.
Obviously, we do,
similar ambition.
Apple's ass.
Good.
All the way through because we're massive Apple fanboys.
Okay, so more importantly...
As you'll see on YouTube.
That's how we roll.
I've posted on the Facebook group, which you can join, the official T3 Facebook group, the first ever T3 issue.
Mm-hmm.
Issue number one, 16 years ago, which is just brilliant. This thing is genius. It's the entire thing.
The front cover is amazing.
It's the entire magazine. It's a PDF, full colour, the works. So hold on, I've got it here. Let me bring this up.
I think this is a reader that sent it in, wasn't it?
Oh really? What did you not have one in the office?
Yeah, we did. Oh. Although I don't know what. We had to send it off all to be scanned and PDF.
So here we are. So this is the front cover. The logo's changed a bit. New a T3, bit. Full of the sexiest high tech gear you can buy. The cover line, the headline, objects of desire. From digital camcorders to crazy hi-fi, T3 is crammed full of the coolest gear.
They're a lot wordier covers in those days, weren't they?
The entire magazine is a lot wordier. So the features on the front page, you're nicked, the gadgets they don't want you to buy. What does that
Who's
mean?
They?
Exactly.
That'd be things
Are
like
illegal things?
Speed gun detectors
there's a clever,
and stuff like that.
There's a clever pun, Volkswagen... An electric sports car? No, really? It's red and everything.
They should have gone with, what a good car. It's like the second line. And then you got volts and watts.
Yeah, very good.
Put one in your ohm. Ohm is a measurement of capacity.
Yeah, we know what it is.
We got that. How to make your £200 speakers sound like they cost £2,000.
Mm. I mean, to be honest, although obviously T3 has changed a lot, it's almost more surprising how exactly the same it still is. I mean, my favourite page is actually this advert.
There's a better advert than that. You talk about that one.
Well, it's some sort of mobile modem that you apparently were meant to clip on your waist. And it says it's got a speed of 33,600 bytes per second. Not kilobytes per second, bytes per second. But the picture
that's
next to
33 kilobytes, isn't it?
It's this woman. It's called, like, the surfer, which makes sense, okay. And then there's this woman, and she's, like, wearing a kind of surfer bikini with the word surfer on it. And then she's wearing almost, like, kind of... like sort of school, kind of girls, sort of gym knickers, basically.
Yeah.
But I think the real clincher,
French knickers,
is that her body language is extremely, I don't want to be here at all. Yeah. And the look on her face is like she's just been, like somebody's just farted in her presence.
That's sultry.
She's got quite a big hoochie.
Sultry is what she's going for there.
I think she's just been told she ain't being paid for it.
Yeah.
I think that's, she's like, immediately after that photograph was taken, she was like, sir, you pay me my monies now?
You get a modem. You just get a free modem.
Here you are, love. And here's some shares in Facebook. Yeah. No, I don't want shares in Facebook. What is this book face?
No, it's probably some shares.
Give me modem instead.
Here we are. And the slogan of this product is, Surfer, the modem so hip, you'll want to wear it.
Great.
It's amazing that it never took off.
No. The very first advert in T3 is for the Long Play Walkman.
Wow.
Long Play as in mini disc?
No, tape, but it's got a long battery life.
Oh, I thought you meant long players in it would wind slower, like on video, it would wind slower so you could get more...
No. But I mean, it's a really good... the first thing to point out is how wordy the magazine is, and everything is... Every space has got something crammed into it. There's no, you know... Now, magazines, it's all about white space, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, and all that kind of business. Not then, let me tell you, but there's some really...
The design is quite rudimentary on it, but then it is a first issue.
Absolutely. And magazines looked very different then. But it's really interesting because it's right at the cusp of everything that we kind of know now. So it's got a big article on DVD, which is about to launch. It tells you how GPS works. It's got an article on Tiny Pilot Takes Off, which is about US robotics launching a new PDA called the Pilot, which is coming out of its Palm Industries arm.
Oh right, yeah.
You know, it's fascinating.
Yeah.
So and there's loads of stuff where it's kind of like,
Of course, we all use Palm Pilots.
Yeah, we've been through it and we're at the other end, aren't we, really? But there's loads of tech in there that's, of course, there's loads of stuff that just never went anywhere. And you're like, and you look at it now and you're like, God, I can't believe we're talking about that. You know, they were talking about that as the next big thing. But more interesting is, as well as those things that are bang on, you know, it talks about digital cameras and obviously DVD, we're at the other side of that as well. And more the things that if... we'd done this 3-4 years ago, we would have been going, I can't believe they were talking about that as ever taking off. Things like electric cars, web TV, which was a huge flop. But now...
Well, that's because they could only connect at 33 bits per second.
Now, every car manufacturer is falling over themselves to bring out an electric car that's actually going to become mainstream. Web TV is now smart TV, which is the biggest thing that was all over CES. Yeah. This year, you know, it's fascinating that things that probably we thought we would have a few years ago would have said were dogs, actually now finally coming true.
Mm. Yeah, well, that's the nature of the mag when it's good. I think is that it is about tomorrow's technology today, as the title originally said.
Yes.
That is what T3 stands
for. Like the man say.
So basically everything that we talk about in this podcast, I'm sure will come true as well.
There's some fascinating... As I say, every space is filled. So if there's a bit of space, it gets filled with a little fact box or something like that. So
factoid.
So page 24. Did you know, Duncan, there are over 1.2 million phones in use, mobile phones, this is, in Europe alone.
Wow.
1.2 million.
Jeez.
Amazing. And just in Europe.
Yeah.
Just in Europe.
Amazing.
Even that seems like quite a lot.
Yeah.
That long ago. I mean,
page 26 has a box out to explain what's DVD. The first letter published in T3 was from...
Always a bit suspicious in a first issue.
I know that it's explained.
Because
the first letter was from Josh Baker of Cambridge. I saw your advert for the mag and thought, what a bloody good idea. I've been buying a couple of mags every month to see what's going on with the latest gadgets. And as long as your mag isn't crap, I reckon you'll be saving me £7.65 a month.
Did we hear from him again?
Mm-hmm.
It is crap.
Yeah.
You haven't saved me any money.
Yeah, that's an issue too.
Rubbish. And speaking of ideas that we would have rubbished a few years ago that are in the mag, there's an advert on page 48 for the iWave, which is a multimedia magazine on CD-ROM. Issue 2, $9.99, which well ahead of its time, and we would have mocked a few years ago. But now, with a slight twist. Yeah, a slight twist.
Now
but it's the same, you know, it's kind of the medium waiting for the right vehicle.
Yes.
You know, CD-ROM on computers, bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But iPad,
it's
brilliant.
Like cloud computing at the moment. Like cloud computing, there's nothing wrong with the concept of it, but the infrastructure isn't quite there to make it work. So I guess
it's an idea waiting for the right the right medium infrastructure.
Or you know, self-healing iPod cases made out of human skin.
For example.
We're just waiting.
But speaking of adverts, the very best advert, and I recommend you you go straight to this if you download the magazine. Page 32. It's an advert for KIS or KISS Computers, K-I-S. Everything you wanted to know about sex on the net. And this is, you know, do you remember on adverts you had to cut out, you know, you'd write your address on.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd cut it out and post it off for some information or something.
Envelope.
You know. So this is everything you want to know about sex on the net. It's got a picture of a woman in a sort of...
She looks like a 1920s screen siren.
Yeah, what do you got? Sort of, some sort of negligee.
A bodice.
A bodice, there we are. We'll tell you what equipment you'll need, how to get on the internet, how you can get straight to XXX rated pages, how to access erotic shopping malls, just how hardcore they are.
How to access, and it goes on. The door.
It goes on like this. Now, bear in mind, this magazine launched when I was 16. I was prime sort of, you know... prime target audience for this magazine.
Did you send off for this, Dan?
I have to say, at 16, I didn't need telling how to find XXX rated pages on the internet. But there's a free bonus. If you mail off, free bonus. Info on how to interact with live video in Nevada, where stunning girls will do anything you wish at the push of a button. This is bleeding edge. This is ahead of the curve.
That again, that was like an idea waiting for the technology to catch up.
But rather intriguingly, KIS or KISS Computers, they've got a telephone number here. But this is 16 years ago, so I don't know. We were thinking,
should we
give them a call and find out if they're still going?
It's not too late.
016.
I need to find out how to get into an erotic... 6-6. Shopping mall.
Can you find out the location of the nearest erotic shopping mall to here? Because I have a friend.
Siri doesn't
who,
work.
Needs some.
What do you do if they answer?
Run away.
Hang up.
You smell.
Hi, is that KIS Computers?
Sorry?
Is that KIS Computers?
No, that wrong number.
Oh, I'm sorry. We've got the wrong number. Thanks very much.
Okay, there's no problem.
Maybe you should have asked her. Can I just ask you...
Do you happen to know where the nearest erotic shopping mall is
and how
I can enter it?
She sounded like she might be in an erotic shopping mall.
Yeah, she did sound like
she sounded a bit sultry.
Sultry? She only sounded like that's sultry.
She sounded like she might be some sort of Filipino slave woman.
Can you imagine if it was probably, it is a sex hotline? And you're meant to, like, ask an erotic question. And Tom meant, is this computer?
Can I ask what you're wearing?
I reckon she clocked your sort of, you know, kind of very broadcasterish tones. Oh, God, it's the police.
Oh, no.
Pretends that I'm not KIS Computers
so,
is shut for the day.
Me so horny. No, shut up. There we are.
Yeah, somebody in the back going, Doreen, I'm just going down the erotic shopping mall. She's like, shh, fuck off, it's the fuzz. I'm doing my accent. I'll put them off.
There we are. KIS Computers, no more, sadly. What a great business model they had as well. Yeah. Download it anyway. It's all for free. There's some very, very wordy articles. It'll last you all year, I think, this. Maybe we should just re-release these now. You know, I would gladly subscribe to this magazine as it is.
Well, maybe we should scan all the back issues for the same
just
sort
for
of
the
people.
Next
12
months.
We'll just sit at our desks doing it. Well, maybe for the same sort of people who want to go back and listen to old podcasts, maybe they'll be equally fascinated.
That's
in
it.
Reading,
yes. That's exactly what.
Pete Gilbert.
Seamless.
No.
Stephen. Stephen. That's what Stephen will be doing, I imagine.
Yeah. Good luck to him.
Yeah. There we are. Excellent. Well. That is about all we have time for. Remember, T3.com has all the latest. T3 is on the shelves and on the iPad and other tablets. And we're on iTunes every Friday. Till next week, I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.